Restoring My Soul, Friday the 9th of May, The Washing of Regeneration. Writing to Titus, the Apostle Paul explained that we are saved through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. The washing of regeneration through the ministry of the Holy Spirit specifically applies to our humanity. It is first evident when, by prevenient grace, a hearer who is dead in trespasses and sins is made alive, enabling them to hear and to respond to the invitation to be born again as a son of God. Once we have been born of God and baptized by the Father into the body of Christ, this washing and renewing work continues in our life as we journey each day with Christ on the pathway of salvation that He pioneered for us as our great High Priest. We journey by the capacity of the Holy Spirit through obedience to the word of the Father, which is ministered to us from a presbytery by messengers who are sent by Christ. In this regard, regeneration and renewing are operative in our life as we walk each day in the reality of our baptism by water into the fellowship of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Our participation in this process, which includes the circumcision of our heart, delivers to us a new heart and a new spirit as promised by the Lord. Through the prophet Ezekiel, he declared, "Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, ministering the washing of regeneration, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." The references used in today's devotions are Titus chapter 3 verse 5, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 9 and 10, and Ezekiel chapter 36 verses 25 to 27. For further study, Titus chapter 3.